Shalom, Australia. Israeli jets struck an installation inside Syria on Thursday that former military and intelligence officials said was producing weapons bound for Lebanon-based Hezbollah. The Syrian army confirmed that Israeli warplanes fired several rockets from the Lebanese airspace at 2:42 a.m. on Thursday, targeting one of the Syrian military posts near Masyaf, killing two army personnel and causing material damage to the site. The target in Syria was a Scientific Studies and Research Center facility, a Syrian government agency that Western officials have long associated with the production of chemical weapons. Syrian opposition forces have in recent months claimed that Masyaf site and other CERS facilities have been working on joint projects with Iranian specialists to develop chemical weapons capability for missiles. Israel had no comment on the incident. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit announced on Friday that he intends to indict the wife of Prime Minister Netanyahu, Sara Netanyahu, for fraud over her use of over 300,000 shekels of public money for private catering. The indictment also names Ezra Seidorf, a former Deputy Director General of the Prime Minister's office, as a defendant in the case. Benjamin Netanyahu said the planned indictment of his wife for fraud would evaporate, and blamed the incidents on a former employee, Meni Naftali. Naftali served as a caretaker at the Prime Minister's residence from 2011 to 2012 and has alleged he was verbally and physically abused by the Prime Minister's wife during his employment. In February, he was awarded 170,000 shekels in damages from the state after a Labour court accepted his claims. In August, he denied reports that he would become a state's witness in the police investigations against Sara Netanyahu, though his testimony provided some of the evidence in the case against her. Several other investigations against Sara Netanyahu have not proceeded to criminal charges. Israeli-born Hollywood billionaire Arnon Milchan, who is at the center of a corruption investigation involving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, was questioned under caution in London last week. Netanyahu and his wife Sara are suspected of receiving illicit gifts from their billionaire benefactor, most notably cigars and champagne. During the questioning, Milchan denied Netanyahu intervened on his behalf with former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to successfully obtain a 10-year U.S. residency visa for him. Milchan also denied wrongdoing concerning the sale of a controlling block of shares in Channel 10. A former bureau chief to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was named last Sunday evening as one of the suspects arrested earlier in the day in raids as part of the ongoing corruption investigation into the multi-million dollar purchase of naval vessels from Germany. David Sharan, who served as Netanyahu's bureau chief from late 2014 to 2016, is suspected of taking bribes, fraud, breach of trust, and conspiring to commit a crime. The arrest of Sharan and five others last Sunday comes in light of the police testimony of Miki Ganor, the Israeli agent of German shipbuilding ThyssenKrupp, who has turned state's witness in the investigation. Meeting with the head of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Peter Mora, in Jerusalem on Wednesday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Hamas of unbelievable cruelty for holding Israeli citizens and the bodies of two IDF soldiers. Hamas is thought to be detaining three Israelis, Avraham Abera Megistu and Hisham Al-Sayed, as well as Juma Abrahim Abalganima, all of whom entered the enclave of their own accord over the past several years, as well as the bodies of two IDF soldiers, Oron Shaul and Hadar Golden, who were killed during the 2014 summer war between Israel and Hamas. Megistu and Sayed are both said to suffer from mental illness. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu embarks today for a visit to Latin America. Netanyahu's four-day trip to Argentina, Colombia, and Mexico marks the first time a sitting Israeli prime minister has gone to South America. After his journey through Latin America, he is headed to New York, where he will address the United Nations General Assembly and will meet with U.S. President Donald Trump. President Reuven Rivlin on Wednesday attended the inauguration in Munich of a memorial to the victims of a massacre there at the Olympic Games 45 years ago and castigated the Palestinian Authority for its continued expressions of support for the terror act, which left 11 Israeli Olympians dead. The president said that having waited 45 years for the memorial, Israel is still waiting for another historical injustice to be rectified and for a minute's silence to be observed at the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games to remember Israel's dead. Yesh Atid leader Yair Lapid on Wednesday said Israel should deport the majority of illegal migrants from Africa while harboring the small group of refugees who fled persecution in their home countries. Speaking in Jerusalem to a crowd of 500 English-speaking immigrants, the opposition MK lamented the horrible situation in South Tel Aviv in neighborhoods that have seen a large influx of Sudanese and Eritrean asylum seekers. Lapid said that as Jews, we have an obligation to shelter those being persecuted and can't be indifferent to what happened in Darfur and other places. But with regards to economic refugees, he wants to expel them as soon as the law makes it possible. Many local residents have protested the asylum seekers, whom they claim engage in crime and have overrun their neighborhood. Last Saturday, hundreds of residents protested outside the home of Supreme Court President Miriam Naor, demanding human rights for citizens too. During a visit to Tel Aviv last Thursday, Netanyahu, Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan, and Culture Minister Miri Regev toured South Tel Aviv and vowed that the government would give back the neighborhoods to Israeli residents. Netanyahu has previously said that the government would take a three-pronged approach to the issue, a security fence along the Egyptian border, which has already succeeded in significantly reducing the number of migrants who cross into Israel from African countries, increased enforcement against those who employ illegal migrants and migrants who break the law, and the ministerial committee, which the Prime Minister himself will lead. Shachar Zahavi, head of Israel, the umbrella body of Israeli aid groups that is organizing a delegation to aid victims of the Mexican earthquake, says that a 12-member team has been preparing its gear and are ready to fly out to the affected area in southern Mexico. Israel is also preparing to offer aid in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma's devastation of the Caribbean islands. The foreign ministry said it will be offering aid to the islands that are affected. And Israel said on Monday it will donate $1 million in emergency aid to Houston's Jewish community to aid in post-Harvey recovery efforts. Diaspora Affairs Minister Naftali Bennett said in a statement that the funds will be earmarked to help the 60,000-strong Jewish community repair and rebuild schools, synagogues, and a community center damaged in the storm and floods. Bennett said that for years, the Jewish community stood by Israel when it needed their help. Now it is our turn to stand by Houston's Jewish community. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.